something, because you know how I go on holidays and I always break something? Well, I broke my tooth.
Oh, did you?
I was chewing a toasted whole grain sandwich, and when I got the crust, something went crunch to the floor, that doesn't sound right. And so, like the good girl that I was brought up to be, I was followed very politely. And my husband can't keep joking enough about, I hope he doesn't bite you on the way out.
Yeah, right. I just don't want you to mention dentists. I'm having a nice Monday morning. Don't mention dentists,
well,
please.
Well, I'll have to bring mine up today and do something with him. But I have been speaking to people this morning about how often they change their toothbrush. Because, as you say, the national average is about 8 or 9 months. Now, most people, to Brisbane's credit, have been changing about every 6 weeks to 3 months, which I think is probably 6 weeks, but, you know, just breaking it in. But here's a young lady here. Good morning. You're live on radio, or of course you are. How often do you change your toothbrush?
Every 6 months, I suppose.
Oh,
8 weeks.
Disgusting.
And do you brush up and down, across, or in circles?
Both.
Okay. And do you floss?
Yeah.
You know what colour your toothbrush is?
Blue.
Is it always blue? Yeah, I think that's one thing. Thank you. I think that's one thing people stick to is their traditional colours. It just gets too confusing. And here's a lady here. Good morning. You're live on air. How often do you change your toothbrush?
Every 6 weeks?
And why so often?
Because we have horses and we use them to clean the horses' hoofs out with and put tar on their beaks.
So once you've used it,
Once the toothbrush is used, then they clean the horse's
tooth
out with them.
That's
interesting.
Fancy running into a talent like that, Patty, who was prepared with an answer. I mean, if you ask me, I wouldn't have a clue.
Well, that's right. Well, I have been asking people, Peter, what they do with their old toothbrushes. And some people use them for vegetable markers. And you use yours to clean the horse's tooth. Yes. Yeah. And what do you do then? Put tar on them.
Yes, you put tar on the inside of their feet. And it's just a good way of keeping them clean.
They're a marvellous thing to recycle, obviously.
All right, thank you very much for that. Some people even use them as earrings, Peter. Some ladies actually wear them as earrings. I can't quite come to grips with that one. Here's another lady, just a second, I'll answer her. Good morning, ma'am. You're live on radio, I thought you are. How often do you change your toothbrush?
Monthly.
Do you? And why so often? Does it tell you when to change it, or do you just get tired of looking at it?
Feels better.
And do you floss your teeth as well?
Yes.
How often?
Twice a day.
Do you? Oh, you're good. Do you pick your teeth in the restaurant when they give you those toothpicks?
Oh. No. I think it's terrible.
Okay, thank you very much.
They're being very cooperative for a change, Patty.
I tell you what, I have noticed that I've been asking since about 7 o'clock and everybody has volunteered their whole oral hygiene secrets to me. It must be something I'm wearing today. No one wants to talk to me about politics, but everyone wants to talk to me about their toothbrushes.
Absolutely. I think everybody's in a good mood because I'm in a good mood and it didn't rain over the weekend.
Oh, I'd be lucky. Yeah. Now, here's the young fellow, one last thing. Morning, so you're live on radio. I just want to talk to you about your toothbrush. How often you change your toothbrush?
When it needs it.
Which is?
Oh, I suppose every couple of weeks.
Do you? Are you telling me porcupines? Do you really change your toothbrush every couple of weeks?
Yes.
Do you know what colour you use?
What colour?
What colour toothbrush you have?
It's blue.
Most men don't know their colour, they just say it's the one on the right.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you pick your teeth in the restaurant?
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
Up and down or in circles or whatever? I like that question.
Up and down, across or in circles? How do you clean your teeth?
Circles.
And do you flick your inside teeth?
Yes.
Oh, you're a good fellow, because that's my kids. Thank you very much, sir. That's my kids. They're just telling them to do. Flick their inside teeth.
Gosh, you've got courage, Patty.
I tell you what.
You can go and front people at this time of the morning and ask them how often they change their toothbrush. I reckon that survey must have been done by a toothbrush manufacturer somehow.
Well, some of them...
From the sounds of it this morning, everybody's doing the right thing here in Brisbane.
Well, some of them just wait till you get that shaggy dog appearance. Yeah. And others are really a bit neurotic about it.
But isn't it a joy when you do get a new toothbrush too? Isn't it a lovely feeling when you can clean your teeth properly, huh?
Absolutely. Nothing like clean teeth. You can do anything in the world with clean teeth, clean fingernails and clean hair.
Gee, we cover the big issues here.
Absolutely.
Good on you, Patty. Love you. I love you.
Okay.
See you later on. It's up 7. Brisbane 6.